Ugh. I'm so exhausted. Finally. Oh. Crap, that was loud. I hope I didn't wake him up. But by the same token, I kind of do, because even though it's 2 o'clock in the morning, I could always use the company. Being feline and nocturnal can be so frustrating sometimes. Seems like the whole rest of the world runs around during the day, and no matter how much I try to adapt to that, I always just want to be up at night. I have to take so many naps during the day. Makes having a regular job almost impossible. Ah, there he is. Good evening, morning, oh dark 30, roomie. I know. Sorry. I was trying to be quiet and sneak back in. You'd think with these padded feet, I'd be better at not being so stupidly loud, especially at nighttime. I know. You worried about me. Why would you worry about me? I'm a big girl. I'm perfectly capable of taking care of myself. Aw, you're sweet. It's funny coming from a species that's slightly bigger than me. But you know, sometimes it's more the size of the fight in the cat than the size of the cat in the fight. I know the original euphemism was a dog, you and your canine pride, whatever. Yeah, yuck it up. But seriously, though, I had no idea you were worried about me. What exactly are you concerned about happening? It's not like I don't have these sharp teeth and claws and enough muscle to rip a mailbox in half. You're right. The human on anthro violence has been escalating quite a bit, hasn't it? I've honestly stopped watching the news. I can't stand it. Makes me so angry. What did we ever do to them? We were all simply born this way. We had no choice or say in what we look like. And honestly, neither did they. But you know, humans have always incited violence against other humans just for looking different. I suppose it honestly only makes sense for them to fear and feel threatened by those that are genetically superior. Oh, I know. I shouldn't say things like that out loud. But doesn't it piss you off? I mean, you're a kitsune. You are a foxkin. You have the ability to change your form, just as I do. And honestly, we could go to the trouble of completely hiding our animal features so we looked entirely human. It goes back in fables, millennia, especially among your people. But we shouldn't have to. I think that maybe, just maybe, it's time for the humans to remember what fear really tastes like. No, I'm not talking about any sort of violent uprising. What kind of a ridiculous hypocrite would I be if I said that we should go attack them, unprovoked? Although, to be fair, with the body count on our side rising lately, would we really consider it unprovoked? Fighting fire with fire, perhaps. But it is really late, and I probably shouldn't be dragging you into a moral and political and philosophical conversation at almost 3 o'clock in the morning. Trust me, if I felt unsafe going to the gym as late as I do, I'd find a different time to go. I don't need you to have to put up with me running, literally, sometimes, back and forth across the apartment in the middle of the night. Because that's just when the energy strikes me sometimes. And no, I didn't have any catnip to get that way. It just happens, okay? Okay. I know you all like to yuck it up and try and blame everything on, oh, did you get in the nip again? No. This is just natural, nocturnal fauna biology. Deal with it, Foxo. Yeah, you're lucky you're cute and pay your rent on time. Otherwise, you and I might have a problem. You're so ridiculous. Don't you have to go to work in the morning? Seriously, what are you doing still up talking to me? I got home in one piece. You don't have to worry your pointy-eared, pointy-nosed little head about it anymore. I'm here. I'm okay. Nothing bad happened. I know, this time, but we're not going to talk about that right now, are we? That's right. It's time for you to get your silly, floofy-tailed butt back to bed. Yes, go. I made sure the door is locked. Yes, I double-checked and made sure my car was locked. You are such a worrywart. It really is sweet, though. I do appreciate you. Come on, give me a hug. And besides, What could a girl like me possibly have to worry about when I've got a big, strong fox roommate like you looking out for me? Damn straight nothing. Silly humans wouldn't know what hit 'em if they popped in here in the middle of the night. Now, go on. Shoo. Off to bed. I'm gonna go get clean, and I'm gonna crawl in bed too. You can come crash and bunk with me if you want, because I know that sometimes you get cuddly and needy, which honestly I can't blame you for. Either way, get some rest, and I will see you in the morning. Good night, Rumi. Hey everyone, Dark here. Thank you very much for listening. For those of you who have been paying attention to uploads recently, you will notice that this audio is connected directly but indirectly in a roundabout way in the same universe as the Komori Professor and the Kitsune in Heat. Be expecting a nifty announcement regarding things in this vein going forward in the future coming up sometime soon. And now it is time for the Patreon shout out for everybody at the $10 level and above. Big thanks go out to Cubay, Ampersium, Chase Connor, Dylan Vodolato, Kyle Cachante, Farron, Quadro K, Ramsey 911, and Stygian Marks. And thanks as well go out to all of the rest of the awesome patient people over on Patreon. March was kind of a flop haul over the place. But hopefully now that I seem to have the kinks in my regular day job work schedule ironed out, hopefully some sense of normalcy can be established for the month of April. So thank you so much to everybody over there. Thank you everybody here for subscribing, liking the video, and sharing it around to your buddies. Have an amazing day, night, evening, morning, whatever time it is where you are. I love you all very much, and I will catch you in the next one. Bye, guys.